Chapter 2, Real Estate Brokerage Operations ANAMP. Agreements. Real estate brokerage operations. A brokerage business may take many forms. It may be a sole proprietorship, a single-owner company, a corporation, or a partnership. The office may be independent or part of a regional or national franchise. The business may consist of a single office or multiple branches. The brokerage office may be located in a downtown high-rise, a suburban shopping center, or the sponsoring broker's home. A typical real estate brokerage may specialize in one kind of transaction or service, or it may offer a variety of services. No matter what form it takes, a real estate brokerage has the same demands, expenses, and rewards as any other small business. A real estate broker faces many of the same challenges as an entrepreneur in any other industry. In addition to mastering the complexities of real estate transactions, the real estate broker must be able to handle the day-to-day details of running a business and to set effective policies for every aspect of the brokerage operation. This includes maintaining space and equipment, hiring employees and real estate licensees, determining compensation, directing staff and sales activities, and implementing procedures to follow in carrying out agency duties. Each state's real estate license laws and regulations establish the business activities and methods of doing business that are permitted. Virtual brokerage offices. A virtual brokerage office offers the same capacity of the traditional brick and mortar office. Because of access to the internet and mobile-friendly devices and available apps, licensed agents can conduct a transaction from anywhere that the agent or consumer is located. An agent or client does not need to come into the office to conduct their business. The managing broker and sponsoring broker. The Act creates a new classification of managing broker. A designated managing broker is a managing broker appointed by the sponsoring broker who has supervisory responsibilities for licensees in one or multiple offices. 225 ILCS 454 Section 1-10. In Illinois, every real estate office must have a sponsoring broker or designated managing broker of record, neither of which is required to be the owner of the business. All licensees acting as a designated managing broker or self-sponsored broker must have a managing broker's license. A designated managing broker has taken additional courses and received a managing broker license. A sponsoring broker may also be the designated managing broker of an office or may appoint a managing broker to serve as the designated managing broker of several offices, or different designated managing brokers may be responsible for an individual office, as long as it is for the same sponsoring broker. In any event, the designated managing broker is responsible for the supervision of all real estate activities performed by affiliated licensees. Designated managing broker responsibility and supervision. Designated managing broker's responsibilities include supervision and training of all licensees and employees associated with each assigned office, implementing company policies, and supervision of all the sponsoring broker's special accounts. 225 ILCS 454 Section 10-55A. In addition, designated managing brokers shall directly handle all earnest money, escrows, contract negotiations, and advertisements for broker who have not completed the 45-hour post-license education. 225 ILCS 454 Section 10-55B. A designated managing broker may be disciplined for failure to provide a written company policy or perform any of the duties set forth in Section 10-55. 225 ILCS 454 Section 20-20A-46. A designated managing broker shall be responsible for the supervision of all licensees associated with a designated managing broker's office. A designated managing broker's responsibilities include implementation of company policies, the training of licensees and other employees on the company's policies as well as on relevant provisions of this Act, and providing assistance to all licensees in real estate transactions. The designated managing broker shall be responsible for, and shall supervise, all special accounts of the company.